Moving right along now, Bill Meyer is with me. And Bill, you are one of the candidates for city council. Now, tell me a little bit about your background. I think everybody knows you're on the Port Commission now, but just give me a little timeline of some of the activities that brought you to this place.
Well, I raised my family in Southern Oregon, the Applegate Valley. And while I was there, I served on the local school board for 14 years. Chairman of the school board a number of times, chairman of the budget committee for a number of times. And in that particular position, it was a countywide position. So I represented a diverse population. And one of the things I was proud of during that time is I'd always check each precinct and see how my vote was in each precinct. And I always won every precinct. And I attributed that to the relationship I had with the community. And then here in Florence in 2017, first of all, as you probably aware, because I see an old town often and have to say hello to the radio guy, I was concerned about the port. They had some controversies going on. There were some contentious meetings that went on, and it was not pleasant. So I knew that from my background working on a school board that was also at times required some diplomacy to keep things on track, and that I could be a positive benefit to the Port of Sausalaw. And I would encourage people to look at the record of the port starting in June of 2017 when I moved on to the port after the election, and look at the how the port is operating. Go back and look at the current port meetings. Look at the progress we've made in improving the campground, improving the look of Moe's, ICM, all of those facilities. So that's my background in terms of working with the community. I want to briefly touch on my educational background because this is a job interview. And my particular degree is in physics and mathematics and a lot of advanced work in applied physics. I managed and worked in an engineering lab in Southern Oregon, managed it for Frank W. Murphy Manufacturing, and I was not only in charge of that, but I also did design work. These were embedded control systems for industrial applications. So I have some management background. I've been married to my wife for 55 years. That puts me at 78 years old, but I still, even at 78, I'm still actively involved in writing computer code. In fact, I just finished an upgrade to a city or a county that people might recognize. Orange County, California, just finished doing some work on that particular area. Anyway, George, that's my background.
Well, you obviously aged well. I wouldn't have guessed 78. That surprised me to even hear that.
You earned some points here,
George.
There
you go. But now, I mean, you mentioned the contentious things that were going on at the port and how that's kind of smoothed out over the last couple of years. Am I jumping ahead by saying that you notice some of the same things happening on the city council? Or is that?
I don't want to denigrate anybody that's currently sitting on the city council.
Well, and there can be contention without denigrating. Yeah, I mean, people have differences of opinions.
But one of the things that I'm particularly good at is working with diverse opinions, diverse groups. Being a math and a physics background, it reinforces the fact that there are many solutions to a problem. There isn't just one path forward. And if you explore the solutions from various angles, generally you can come to a consensus that all parties can support, sometimes more enthusiastically than others. Do I think I can bring that to the city council? I absolutely do feel I can bring that to the city council. It's one of my skill sets. Even though I'm a technical nerd, as you know, I'm a people person. I've dealt with you on various issues in the community, and you know, I like people, get along with people.
Now, would you consider yourself retired? I mean, are you retired?
Semi-retired.
Yeah. So I know you just finished building a nice little complex.
I did.
Over off of 101 there.
Second and King. Yeah. And you know, that gave me a good experience in terms of dealing with the city, because I managed that entire project, hired the subs and kept track of the progress, and essentially was clerk of the works, dealt with the city in bringing the permits forward and so forth. So it gave me a real x-ray view of how the city operates, and there may be some areas there that I could have some suggestions.
Now, will you be remaining on the port?
Yes. This may be a negative for some people in terms of casting their vote for me, but I intend to remain on the port, and I intend to run again when my port position is up. And I've had the question asked, well, isn't that really a conflict of interest?
That was going to be my next question.
Well, let's address that. And I would say no, because if you look, if the port does better, first of all, we know that the port is an integral part of the city itself and the city culture. If the port does well, both economically in terms of programs they offer, the city does better, because it's lifting up the perception of the city and how people view the city. Same thing in reverse. If the city does well, since the city surrounds the port, if the city is doing well and people feel that the city is making progress, it's also going to reflect on the port. So the old term symbiotic relationship, there really is a symbiosis between the port and the city. And but again, people are going to have to make that judgment call. I have the time to do both. I'm already involved with a lot of things in the city, since I'm also chairman of the Urban Renewal Agency. And so I've already got my feet in both camps. And so anyway, that's the way I would address that particular issue, George.
So you're obviously a busy man. Are you going to be doing any personal appearances or anything like that?
I have a history in my other life in Southern Oregon of running many times. This is actually my sixth election. And what I found most effective in a community run, whether you run for school board or city council or a commissioner on the port, is you take advantage of all of the interview opportunities, both radio and TV, newspaper. Well, we won't be doing TV. I used to do TV in Southern Oregon. And make sure you have your message. And I've always been able to connect that way. And so there won't be any yard signs out. I'm a scientist. You do a little Google research on yard signs, and they say that it makes the candidate feel better and their supporters better, but it makes very little difference in the vote. So there won't be any Bill Meyer yard signs out. There will be Bill Meyer interviews.
So I guess to finish this up, what you really want to bring to the city council is the ability to find consensus.
And bring some common sense decision making. I really feel that has been my history of service. I always maintain a broad base of support from all partisans, from the left to the right. I do not get into partisan politics. I'm not running as a partisan, and in fact, I really don't like to discuss partisan politics. Just like you, George, I have no idea what your politics are, but you and I, we get along well and relate just because we're neighbors.
And just good people, right?
Yeah.
Bill Meyer, thank you so much for coming in today. Good luck on the election, and look forward to maybe seeing you on the city council.
Appreciate it.
All right, take a quick break right now. We'll be back with more of the October edition of Our Town.